From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Vatican is responding strongly to accusations that Pope Benedict tried to cover up the sexual abuse of children by priests. The Holy See's official prosecutor called those accusations false and calumnious. The charges stem from a number of abuse cases in Germany when the Pope was the Munich Archbishop Joseph Ratzinger. For more on this story, we're joined by longtime Vatican watcher John Allen. He's senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter and the author of two books on Pope Benedict. John Allen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Melissa.
The priest at the center of the sex abuse scandal in Germany has now been named Peter Hulermann. He was suspended yesterday, but the accusations against him go back decades. And why don't you tick through what Pope Benedict's connection is or was to this case?
Well, it's a tangled story, but here's the essence of it. Father Hulermann was a priest of another German diocese called Essen. In the late 70s, there were accusations that he had sexually abused some young men in that diocese. As was the practice of the church at the time, he was sent away for therapy, in this case into the Archdiocese of Munich, which at the time was led by then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict XVI. And his arrival in Munich apparently happened with Cardinal Ratzinger's knowledge. But what then happened is that the priest was put back into the field in Munich, where he went on to commit other acts of abuse for which he was criminally convicted, actually, in 1986. Now, church officials in Munich have said that that decision to put him back into the field was made without Cardinal Ratzinger's knowledge. That is, the man who is now Pope didn't know anything about it. In any event, the bottom line is that whatever Cardinal Ratzinger knew at the time, this decision to restore the priest to active ministry was made on his watch. That's obviously why this is so embarrassing and potentially damaging for the Pope and for the Vatican.
Now, since he's been Pope, going on 5 years now, what has Benedict said about child sex abuse within the church?
Well, I think this is one of the ironies of this story, because prior to these revelations from Germany, I think a lot of people actually would give Benedict XVI a fair amount of credit for his handling of the crisis. Immediately after taking over, there were a couple of very prominent priests in Rome who had had accusations made against them, but who had long been regarded as almost untouchable, who were very publicly disciplined. After that, the Pope became the first Pope ever to meet with sex abuse victims. He has become the first Pope ever to apologize directly and in his own name for the sex abuse crisis. So while all of that is to his credit, what critics would say is that the sex abuse crisis has always been, in some ways, two separate problems: the problem of priests who abused and the problem of bishops who failed to clean it up. And that is precisely what makes these revelations in Germany so potentially damaging, because the question that might arise would be, can Benedict XVI credibly address the problem of bishops who failed to clean this mess up if it turns out that his own track record as a diocesan bishop 30 years ago had the same problem?
John, what are you hearing about how concerned the Vatican is about the potential damage of these cases on Pope Benedict?
Well, I think it's very clear the Vatican is extraordinarily concerned. One bit of proof of that would be that normally when a scandal erupts someplace in the world, the Vatican measures its words very carefully and is often slow to react. But in this case, the Vatican had a statement out hours after that story broke, indicating that the Pope had not been aware of the reassignment of this predator priest. I think what all of that reflects is an awareness that if a pattern begins to emerge, that there was a kind of failure to intervene, then that could be extraordinarily damaging to the Pope's moral credibility in attempting to lead the Church out of this crisis.
And what might happen?
I don't think, Melissa, that it's likely to come to the stage of any serious talk about the Pope resigning. But I think there would be serious conversation about what other measures the Church needs to take and perhaps other leaders that need to step forward to fill the gap that the Pope might not be able to fill himself.
John Allen of the National Catholic Reporter. He's also author of the book The Rise of Benedict XVI. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.